stood up for liberty, now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and Safeguard Our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Friday the 13th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now, as usual, Pastor Chatfield has a history lesson for us today. It is the Khazar Hypothesis. Good morning, Pastor Chatfield.
Good morning, Randy. Good to be here. Okay. What is this? The Khazar Hypothesis. Okay. By the way, I'm just reading this, so I didn't know much about this. I still don't know much about it, because there's not much to know about something that isn't true. That's kind of hard. This is a wild conspiracy theory, but it's catching. The Khazar Hypothesis, and I'm just reading this what I saw online, in case you care.
Sure. Yep.
The Khazar Hypothesis suggests that the Ashkenazi Jews are primarily descended from the Khazars. A 7th to 10th Turkish people in the Caucasus Mountains of Eastern Europe, who allegedly converted to Judaism, and that they are the people that inhabited Europe and were known as Jews. It was popularized by a book called The 13th Tribe. And so, in other words, that the Jews of Europe are not Jews at all. They're really Turks. And so all the promises of God given to Israel are, you might say, well, they're to Israel, but those are not Jews that are living in the land of Israel anymore. Now, this is bizarre. In other words, Israel is being attacked theologically in our country by people who are, excuse me, somehow lost their sanity. But the whole Khazar hypothesis, I'm reading this, lacks credible historical, linguistic, or genetic evidence. Yeah, you know, so I heard this for a couple, 3 years ago, where somebody said to me, somebody I know says, well, no, some geneticist, people who study the genes have determined that the people living in Israel right now, they're really not descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob anyway. So this theory says that the Khazar ruling class adopted Judaism when the part of their kingdom collapsed. They migrated to Eastern Europe, and then they're the ancestors of the modern Jews of Europe. Now, first of all, I don't know anything about genetics. I wouldn't know how to even study such a thing. But, and again, we're living in a day. Those of you that have listened to Randy and me on the radio, especially Randy, because you hear him every day, 3 hours a day. Randy doesn't lie. Doesn't mean he's always right, but he doesn't try to deceive people. That he doesn't do that. Doesn't mean he's always right. And we could talk about that for a long time, but he doesn't lie. But there's no scientific evidence to this. This is another just attempt to be an anti-Semitic. There's no, listen to this, Yiddish, the historical language of the Ashkenazi Jews, is a Germanic in origin and shows no or very minimal connection to the Turkish influence from the Khazars. Historically, I'll come back on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting subject today. We're going to take a short break, word from our sponsors. He's Pastor Rusty Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy. We're your defending fathers. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Seems like yesterday
long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we share.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Kind of an interesting discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. And I guess based on before the break, you were starting to go into another aspect of this story, of this theory. Pastor Chatfield, what does it really matter? What relevance does it have? And why would they be putting out this hypothesis?
I can tell you why. I get it. This sounds... I don't want to do what the other side does, exaggerate. But I believe it to be true. The devil hates the nation of Israel. And he'll promote any lie that will seek their destruction. This has been true throughout the entire Old Testament of the Bible, all the way into the book of Revelation. And I can prove that from the Bible, the plain reading of the scripture. That's why it matters. This theory is what Tucker Carlson brought up to Ambassador Huckabee when they met, and saying that the Jews living in Israel, they're not even Jews. The so-called Jews, they're not even Jews. They're Turks or Northern Turks or Turkic. And so the promises to God in the Bible to the Jewish people, even if you think that they're literal, the people living there now, they're not Turks. You see, there's, and I've been hitting on this even in church for those that listen, because I think it's important enough and it causes stirs in my own church. The nation of Israel is God's chosen nation. Now, careful now. It doesn't mean that every person who is a physical descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it does not mean that when they're born, because they're Israelites, they don't need to be saved. They don't need faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Uh-uh. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Everybody, Jew, Greek, Gentile, slave, free, man, woman, has to be born again. They have to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Christ died for us, was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures, and he gives unto all those who come unto him in faith, believing, salvation. Their soul will be saved. Now, that much is true. I'm not of the persuasion, as is, I just learned this, that John Hagee kind of teaches something like this, and I like John Hagee, but boy, he is dead wrong, that because if you're born a Jew, you enter into a covenant sort of with God and the Jewish people, and you're a child of God by birth because you're Jewish. And that and when you die, you'll go to heaven. No, that's not true. No way. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Everybody, anybody that ever goes to heaven has to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and put their faith in Christ. So in a sense, you say, well, what advantage then have being Jewish? Well, as a nation, God has chosen that nation. God still deals with nations. And there's a movement now to try to say, and they're into such ridiculous conspiracies. How do I prove to people that the earth is not flat? How do I prove to people that we've been invaded by lizard people that are masquerading as human beings? How am I going to disprove that to people? How am I going to disprove the notion that we never landed on the moon and that George W. Bush planned 9/11 and that all these ridiculous conspiracies? People get this in their imagination. They think they know. They'll look something up and read something for about 45 minutes and then put something out on Facebook that they've done research. Research? You call that research? This is just ridiculous. But it is, people like Tucker Carlson believe it. Now, he believes it. And he's influential. And that's turning national policy. The Democratic Party, they're not for, by and large, they're not for what President Trump did to Iran in American national interests. Now, let me just stop 1 second, say there is, parenthetical section here, there is a constitutional argument here. Only Congress has the power to declare war. That's a constitutional fact. That's true. But there is a tension, but the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. That's constitutional also. And he did this in the American national interest. I believe that. It's working. We are achieving great success, although it's not over yet. It is good. It was needed. It was in the national interest. It took a president like President Trump to do it. And yes, Israel supported us and Israel's working with us, but it was not done primarily for the benefit of Israel. It was done primarily for the benefit of the United States of America. Now, that said, I, for one, think that this will help Israel too. And I say, amen, good, because they are the chosen nation. That does not mean that everyone who is a physical descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that they immediately go to heaven when they die. No, they need to be saved. But God still has his hand on the nation of Israel, and the promises to God made in Genesis 12 to Abraham and then reaffirmed throughout the entire Old Testament that I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee is still true. I am still convinced that the hand of God's blessing has not been removed from this country, because from the time that go back and look at George Washington, how the Jews were welcomed in this country way back. I mean, they were not persecuted in this country. The Jewish people have never been. And yes, we try to give them the gospel. Yes, we try to tell them about the greatest Jew of all, who is Jesus Christ, their Messiah, whether they understand it or not. But we tell them in love, and we try to speak to them the gospel. That's true. But the Jews have been welcome in our country forever. They've never endured great persecution here. Some prejudice, yes, unfortunately, but not persecution like they've had in Europe and in the Middle East. And then when they became a nation, redeclared their nationhood in 1948, America was the first nation to recognize them. And we stood with Israel, and America has stood with them. And I want that policy to remain. Yes, they are a special nation. And Ambassador Huckabee understands that. And he was, so I've been told, he was caught off guard by this conspiracy nonsense that Tucker Carlson was throwing at him. But now more and more people are believing this. No doubt there's people on the radio listening to you and me right now that believe it. You know, and I don't even know what to say, because let me give you a little bit. I'll tell you, one person didn't believe it. That was Adolf Hitler. He didn't believe it. Well, what do you mean he didn't believe it? He went and murdered what he believed were Jews. Why do you think he hated them? And Hitler was crazy. He was, satanically inspired to murder the Jews. And by the way, the Jews that went to the concentration camps, they didn't believe it either. Or they would have said, I'm not Jewish. They didn't believe, they thought they were Jewish because they are Jewish. And so this theory has been revived, and now it's shaping American policy. It's helping to shape, or it's altering at the very least, because there's people that actually believe this. So they're trying to get Christians to forsake Israel based on replacement theology. And I've talked about this on your show. The idea that the promises given in the Old Testament to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to all Israel, are now fulfilled in the church. That the church and Israel are one and the same, and that when God said, I will give you the land, he didn't mean land. We got to interpret that spiritually. My Bible sitting here on my lap. Just let me read you. I take this as at face value. Genesis chapter 13, in the Bible says, and the Lord, verse 14, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was departed from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. I take that at face value. Why would I take that any other way? I understood it the way that way Abram understood it. This land is going to go to you and to your seed forever. And when the nation of Israel was reestablished, it was a fulfillment of the dry bones prophecies of Ezekiel, and it's reaffirmed in the New Testament. Romans chapters 9 through 11 in the New Testament make it crystal clear that God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. But if you don't, so I read all that and said, okay, Brother Chatfield, I take that, take the Bible at face value. Yeah, but the people there, they're not actually Jewish. Why don't we just start saying they're lizard people, and that they have come here to rule the world, and there's just tons of these conspiracies, and people are buying it. This is just one of the latest. This theory was, it's not really new. David Duke and the KKK, they bought into it, okay? They bought into it. Other anti-Semites are buying into this. But there is a spiritual thing happening here, Randy. And historically, the Jewish people were scattered when, in 722 BC, when the northern half was carried away captive by the Assyrians. 586 BC, Jerusalem was taken by the Babylonians. They haven't had a really independent country until 1948, and it is a miracle that those people have returned to their land of their ancestors, the land that God promised them, and they're living there. They take that, the land, as literal, as do I, because it's what the Bible teaches. And these wild theories, well, you're not even Jews. Now, I wonder if I do the Israel harm by even mentioning this, as this has any historical, scientific, linguistic evidence whatsoever. So there you go.
The theory is the bottom line.
Yeah, theory. I could theorize. I had heard of this book that somebody I know is reading, John Hamilton, and all these conspiracy theories. It makes me want to write a book. Just go out there and blast out things that you don't know anything about, and pretend as and just say it like it's true.
Call yourself an expert.
Call yourself. Listen, in case anybody cares, I've studied and taught history for the 44 years. I have a master's degree in history. I teach this. I guess I could write a book, but I know what I don't know. I know, and we've talked about, say, Abraham Lincoln, and Randy, you say, well, you're an expert in Abraham Lincoln. No. I've read a lot of books about Lincoln. I love Lincoln. But historians spend their life studying all the primary documents and piece and put together a work on Lincoln. I read what good historians write. I'm not some great historian, but I am good enough to know that things like this are very dangerous, and people are buying into it. And it's dangerous, and it's shifting policy. It's shifting policy. Or it's trying to shift policy. People like Tucker Carlson, I thought was educated, and he would not be so gullible as to believe this. But
well,
he
another one that's doing it is Candace Miller.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. I can't.
Yeah, Candace Owens.
Owens.
Yeah,
Candace,
yeah.
Owens.
Yeah,
I can't believe that they're basically mimicking each other.